Republican Duncan Hunter maintains slim lead over Democrat Amar Kampanachar. By Michelle Moons on October 30, 2018. Republican Congressman Duncan Hunter held on to a narrow 3-point lead over Democrat challenger Amar Kampanachar in a new poll of the heavily Republican California 50th Congressional District. The 3-point lead, 48-45, is down from an 8-point lead in an August poll conducted by the same source, KGTV-TV/SurveyUSA. Among 547 likely voters, no margin of error was given. Donald Trump won the significantly Republican district by 15 points in the 2016 presidential race. Hunter has held the seat since 2013. His father, Duncan Hunter Sr., held a congressional seat in the region from 1981 to 2009. Kampanachar has benefited from the fact that his opponent was recently indicted on federal charges of misusing campaign funds. He has also run a well-funded and spirited campaign. However, he has faced questions about his background ever since it was discovered that his paternal grandfather, Muhammad Yusuf al-Najjar, aka Abu Yusuf, was a Palestinian terrorist who participated in the planning of the massacre of 11 Israeli athletes at the 1972 Olympic Games in Munich, Germany. Al-Najjar, above, was a close aide to Palestine Liberation Organization, PLO, terrorist Yasser Arafat. Kampanachar has since condemned his grandfather's actions and says he endorses peace between Israelis and Palestinians. However, in 2015 he referred to his grandfather as a legend and a public servant. His father, former Palestinian diplomat and Palestinian Authority official Yasser al-Najjar, recently praised his terrorist father as a martyr on Facebook. In addition, Kampanachar, whose mother is Mexican-American, changed his name after the primary election in June from Amar Yasser Najjar to Amar Joseph Kampanachar, and changed theme of his campaign committee to Amar Kampa for Congress last year, perhaps, critics suggest, to conceal his surname, or to appeal to the district's Latino voters using his mother's surname. Kampanachar has also accepted donations from leaders of the Radical Council on American-Islamic Relations, CAIR, which offered assistance to the family of the San Bernardino terrorists in 2015. Despite his own conversion to Christianity, Kampanachar's campaign also donated money to CARE. He also received a donation from a Palestinian ambassador last year, which he has refused to return. Michelle Moons is a White House correspondent for Breitbart News. Follow on Twitter at Michelle Diana and Facebook. Joel B. Polak contributed to this article.